This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Deal number two on the hit parade today is Apple and IBM. The pair, once rivals in the PC market, say they are going to collaborate on software and cloud services, and IBM will get to distribute Apple products to some of its biggest customers, big businesses, schools and universities, and the government. Apple gets to get more of its devices into the office. Interestingly enough, though, some of the key companies in this deal are not the companies actually in the deal. Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
Norman Young, an analyst with Morningstar, says this deal may have caught BlackBerry and Microsoft and, to some extent, Google by surprise.
They didn't really think that Apple would really compete in this space because they never really had.
For a long time, Apple's focus has been on consumers. But according to Stacy Crook with the market research company IDC, Apple has been making inroads. We've seen more of what she calls BYOD.
We just use the same device for our business use and our personal use these days.
IT guys and gals have tolerated that, sometimes grudgingly. These days when we bring our own devices, odds are they're not BlackBerries.
You know, from a BlackBerry's perspective, this is pretty significant.
That's tech analyst Sharon Cross. She says BlackBerry made its name selling its devices to big business, and the security of its network was a huge selling point. With this new partnership, Apple and IBM say they'll give big business the assurance their apps and devices will be just as secure. So what about Microsoft?
This agreement is good for Apple, it's good for IBM, it's bad for BlackBerry, and it's really not that impactful to Microsoft.
Because, Cross says, companies will still buy PCs running Windows. IBM could have partnered with Google. After all, Android phones remain popular. But Roger Kay, the head of Endpoint Technologies, says Apple's trademark simplicity may have given it an edge.
IT managers don't have to deal with a hugely complex environment. They know kind of what they're getting.
There are hundreds of different types of phones and tablets that run the Android operating system. With Apple, there's just a handful. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.